This is Wellbeing Well Said, the podcast with me, Sarah Maloof. Join me as I chat with fitness gurus, business owners, wellness experts, and other inspiring individuals as together we dive into what it means to live well. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the show. If you are new here, every other week, I do these short and sweet solo episodes. They're brief, and I basically just kind of lay out what's been on my mind in hopes that something might resonate with y'all and that we might start a conversation around topics that you might not typically talk about at the dinner table, or maybe you do. Maybe you have a deep thinking household, but I like to just get past the surface level and share what's on my heart with y'all. And I hope that you, again, feel comfortable enough with me that you'll let me know, rate and review the show, or send me a DM and let me know your thoughts on the episode. And on the off weeks where I don't do a solo episode, if this is not your thing, feel free to go back. Every other episode is an interview style. And that's the way we've been doing it this year. We've had some great guests this year. I'm very grateful for everyone. But something that I wanted to talk about today is something that's been on my mind. You've probably thought about this before, at least to some extent. Maybe you've never laid it out in the same way, but that is separating feelings and truth, or emotions and truth. And it's a tough subject to me because on one hand, I fully believe that what you feel, that is your reality. I mean, that is your truth in a sense. I kind of hate when people say like, that's your truth, that's my truth, because even though I think there is some truth, ironically, to that, meaning that we really do believe what we're saying we believe in that moment, it's like, I think used too often just to almost as an excuse, as a blanket statement for people to get away with doing or saying certain things. But we can get into that as we go. But what I mean is, I'm spiritual, as if you've listened to the show before, you're familiar with, but even if you're not, there's a lot of science to this. And we can even look at this from different religions, different angles. But I was with a group of girls last night, actually, and we were talking about this, and I was saying something about how it's a struggle for me, and just being totally honest with y'all, it's a struggle for me often to separate my temporary emotions from my eternal beliefs, meaning what I know to be true in the grand scheme of things, what I believe in my soul, my morals, my values, my ethics, sometimes tend to take the back burner in the heat of an emotion, good or bad emotion, because in that reality, the emotion clouds the eternal truth. Some of you might be listening and you're like, that doesn't make any sense. But like, for example, if you get in a fight with your spouse, let's just take that example, because I think, or your partner, a lot of people can relate to this. You get really, really angry. And there might be a time where you're like, this is it, I'm done. This person's horrible. I can't believe they would do this to me. They have so wronged me. I'm so upset. And even though your emotions are totally real in that moment, outside of those emotions, with, you know, there are certain circumstances where this doesn't apply, but generally speaking, if you're in a healthy relationship, outside of those emotions that are temporary, you don't really believe that. You don't really believe that person's horrible, or that they're so cruel. Why would they do these things to you? That was so intentional. I mean, they're the worst, you know, so on and so forth. That's just one example. You can take it outside of romantic relationships too. I mean, I think we even do this, you know, day in and day out when it comes to like maybe our bodies. I personally don't believe our bodies the way they are now are eternal. I think our souls are, but our bodies aren't. But how often can we get caught up in the very real and frustrating emotional struggle when it comes to weight or body image and lose sight of what's really the most important thing? And that's the status of our souls, not the status of our body and our physical being. But that doesn't mean that, again, those emotions aren't real and true to you in the moment. So I was kind of looking into this, and I was trying to dig around and try to put this in a frame that made sense across the board. And like I said, I mean, I can touch on this again, but my truth is rooted in scripture, because I've been really open with y'all that I am a Christian and I believe in Jesus, and what he says to me is true. But like, if you'll look through, I was actually reading on, forgive me, I don't have the website quoted here or cited here right now, but I was reading an article and it was written by a men's addiction recovery group. And this person explained about how in recovery, they talk about this separating your feelings from the truth and reality. And I'm going to quote what they said, and I can reference this in the show notes for the full article. But what this man wrote, he said, through treatment and recovery, we learned that feelings are not facts. What we feel is not a dictation of reality, but a response to reality. By connecting with our emotions, we become more in control of our feelings, thereby becoming more in control of how we respond to the facts of life. I thought that was so fascinating because not only did he separate truth from feelings or emotions, but he went on to actually separate feelings and emotions and saying that our feelings are really just reactions of our emotions, and our emotions kind of stem from the physical or what we believe to be true. And he went on and on. And I just thought that was really interesting because yeah, like if we really get down to it, okay, we can dig and dig and dig behind our feelings, our responses, our reactions, our emotions. And eventually if we keep digging, we will get to the truth of what we actually believe. It's almost like we have the actual root cause and the problem. And then we have the symptom, the symptoms, the emotion, the feeling, and then we have what's really true to us and what we believe at our core of our being. And it's easy to, again, like I say, kind of just toss aside what you really believe when the emotion is so strong. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I think there is so much validity to be had in emotions. I think that it's actually destructive and dangerous to just tell yourself something like, for example, if you're grieving and you don't properly address the grief, however that may look for you, people grieve differently. But if you ignore it, you bottle it up, you just fester on it, over time, it's going to be weighing so heavy on you. Even if you're a Christian, even I don't think this is like, oh, we just let go and let God. Like personally, I do believe God is in control, but I think we are humans. We are not God. And we have to deal with these real life emotions that we struggle with day in and day out on earth. And so I think it's unhealthy to ignore, pretend something's not there. But I do think there's a healthy way to manage it while addressing it and saying, hey, this is really hard. And this is actually truly how I feel in this moment. It's not the end all be all. This emotion will not rule me and control my life, but it is here and we need to face this and I need to work through this. And that's just a side tangent. Just again, so you know that I'm not sitting here telling you that your emotions aren't real. And that's why it's been really hard for me. Again, being honest with my own personal life, I think when I feel something so strongly, I'm like, listen, I'm in tune with my body enough to know that I'm not making this up. And this is how I feel. Why? Keep asking why. And then you'll eventually boil it down to the core of what you really do believe. I also wanted to quote something, and this is from yourcourageouslife.com. I don't believe this is a religious or spiritual website. And this author went on to explain, she was someone who does kind of separate like your truth, my truth, and things like that. But I thought something she said here was really interesting and I wanted to read it for y'all. She said, when we let feelings determine the truth to the point where we get self-righteous, when we get angry and we lose it, when we are gossiping or judgmental, when you quit on a dream, when you get so overwhelmed that you hide out in front of the television or the internet, what's really happening there? What's happening is that you're reacting to a feeling. You're taking your feelings as facts to such a degree that it's actually limiting you. I claim everything that I feel. It's my life experience. My feelings are on some level my truth, and that's valid, but they aren't the entire truth. And I think basically what I just went on and on about trying to say, I should have just read this verse because she nailed it. She explained that in a much more concise, better, just she thought that one through better than I did. And it's, I'm going to read that last part again because it's so important to claim everything that you feel because it's your life and your experiences. But again, when you're reacting so strongly, when you become judgmental, when you're gossiping, when you have all these things, when you're triggered, as we like to say all the time nowadays, what's really happening there? Why do you feel that way? And when you get down to the root of it, like this author said, you're reacting to a feeling. You're taking your feelings as facts to such a degree that it's actually limiting you. That's a harsh reality. I limit myself personally more than anyone else limits me. And that's just the truth. I don't think I've ever really said that out loud. And it kind of felt freeing in a way and scary in a way. I convinced myself of things. I put all these narratives in my head based out of feelings and then limit myself in ways that I shouldn't. I loved her examples. I mean, y'all, how many times have we convinced ourselves that people are talking about us or judging us or gossiping about us or making fun of us behind our backs when maybe, you know, that's happened to everyone at some point, I'm sure. But let's just say vast majority of the time, especially as adults, we get so worked up in our heads that something's happening and it's really not. Nobody else cares that you're imagining these things and that your mind's spiraling and spiraling about what other people are saying about you. Literally no one cares. They're all thinking about themselves. But what did you just do? Or what did I just do? Limited myself to be my full self, to be reaching my potential, to be expressing myself truly how I want to, because I'm so worried about what other people think. I've convinced myself that that was the truth. And all I did was harm myself. I do this in relationships. You know, I'll put these almost like boundaries. I don't know if that's the right word, but kind of fences up around certain emotions maybe, or it's like when you're first dating someone, I'm trying to think back into this point in life when you're dating someone and you're too afraid to be vulnerable because you're so afraid of what someone might say, or if you'll be judged, or if they want you to be a lesser than version of yourself, and you just don't even let yourself go there because you have preconceived notions. And there's just so many examples. We go on and on. She had a little pull quote from this, and she said, feelings are valid. And she put little, you know, markers around the and we need to separate feelings from facts. Your feelings are valid. They're not necessarily factual. They are true that that's how you feel at the moment, but it's not your ultimate truth if you don't want it to be. Dig down deep. And I'm preaching to the choir here. When you feel something so deeply and so strongly, or even when it manifests as a physical, maybe you catch yourself making fun of someone, maybe you catch yourself judging someone and you're like, why did I just say that? Well, I've done this. You know, you're like scrolling TikTok and your immediate reaction to some influencer, whoever, is like this. You just get so judgy and you get so almost like angry and annoyed. And then it's like, I'll be like, well, literally, why do I care? Why do I care what this girl who I don't even know on the internet is doing in this reel or this Instagram post? And a lot of times, if I'm being honest, I get down to it and there's a sense of jealousy. Maybe that I'm jealous that I think she's prettier than me. Maybe I'm jealous that she's found a way to make money doing something like influencing, you know, or whatever it is. And that's just such a silly example, but I think a lot of us can probably relate to the social media example in this day and age. But I don't know. I think the whole point of this to say is just what I'm going to be working on myself personally. And, you know, maybe we can talk about this if y'all want to further, but challenging myself to try my best to not let my emotions overcome me, because the emotions are temporary. They're not factual. They are valid. They are real, but they are not necessarily factual. And to separate the emotions from what I actually believe to be true. And in my opinion, truth is eternal. So what would I die on a hill on? What is my cross to bear? What is really so important that it's my truth that I believe in versus this emotion's here today and gone tomorrow? Hope some of that makes sense. I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, therapist. So these are, again, just things that are my heart and my mind. And to me, it's really important to have conversations that are meaningful and intentional. And the whole point of having these little solo episodes is to maybe get you thinking. And because I love to think and have deep conversations, again, I would love to have the conversation with some of y'all. So thank you for being here. Next week, we'll be back with another great interview. Stay tuned for more episodes of Well-Being Well Said. Thank you for listening to this episode of Well-Being Well Said, the podcast. If you liked what you heard and you would like to support me, it would mean so much if you would subscribe to the show, rate and review, and spread the word. Tell your friends, tag me on Instagram. All the things that really does help me grow and helps me create more content that I can put out for you all.